Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! What's going on, Solutionaries? It's Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And it's Fred Lenard, Subprime Hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. And we are excited to be in different locations, in different time zones. I think this show, we are literally in three different time zones. So wherever it is that you are joining us from, we want to encourage you to invite someone. So tag a car guy.
Tag a car gal.
And share. Word out. We got a super swell solutionary. And when I say swell, she is like ready to take the TO. She's ready to handle the bills. She's ready to go do the recruiting. And she's ready to go find more solutionaries to brew with, which is how we connected with this incredible solutionary today. And I am really excited to have her in here, not just because she's just super cool to talk to and hang with, but because she does bring so much value to her business, to this industry. And we want to make sure that more people inside of this network know about the solutionary that's Brewing Solutions over at Marcosian Auto right now inside of Utah. And we're pumped up about it. Fred, we've been excited about this and we can't wait to see her again in the flesh, but we're excited to have her right here inside of the cafe. How are you feeling today, brother?
Bro. You said it when we got to go visit out there in Utah, man, and we got to see her, like, literally, it was the last day we were there, and we went to Taylorsville location, and when we were standing out there, this customer walks down, and I'm not buying, and left, was getting ready to leave, got in the car. Melissa was like, she didn't just take that as, she could have just done what almost everybody else would do, just say, oh, okay, and just let them go, but instead, she goes and has a conversation with them, takes a flying TO, as we call it, right, and unbelievable. I was blown away by that. She sat there, got a conversation, relaxed the guy, obviously changed the whole tone of the way that guy felt about that experience. I promise you that happened. And that's what's so special about this person. That's why this person is a solutionary. And that's one of the many reasons of why we wanted to interview her today. We wanted to get her on the show and just share her story, because not only is she somebody that she calls herself a fan of our show, which, wow, blows my heart and really makes my heart just explode, which is joy. But at the same time, I witnessed her do some solutionary work. I see her do stuff that's not what they would say is my job. She's not that person. She is a team player. She's somebody that Marcosian is very lucky to have and absolutely loves everybody that works in that group. And we have her here on this show right now.
Right now, everybody. So let us go ahead and get excited inside of here. Wendy Reeves is inside of the building.
What's up, Wendy?
Beautiful people like you. So glad that you're here hanging out with us. Speaking of beautiful people, we got one right now that we are excited to welcome inside of the cafe for the first time on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We have the one, the only Melissa. Welcome to the show, Melissa. We're so excited that you're here.
Thank you. I'm so excited. This is crazy. I love it.
There goes Wendy, making sure that you feel welcome. So excited to be able to see you in here with us. But what is brewing over there in Utah today? That's what we're talking about, everybody. We got Mountain Time, Central Time, and East Coast flavor up in here right now. And we're enjoying some of that. But what's going on out there?
We're just living the life, selling cars, doing videos with you guys, a bunch of fun stuff.
We just had the chance to train. We just got done training with your store, getting them all hipped up inside of the social media flow of things, which is happening right now. So we encourage all of you Marcosians, share this around. Give us a little
share. You guys know the deal. Tag it out. Make it happen. But we got a superstar. But listen, we got Joe Gibson saying, hello, looking forward to this interview. Love to hear about dealers that go above and beyond. And you're at the right show today, Joe. Thanks for joining us. I'm excited to have her on the show. I'm excited to ask these five questions. We do this thing called the five liner, my friends. And the five liner is five questions. It's five questions that we ask everyone that comes on our show. It's important that we ask these five questions because I believe this is the recipe. This is the answer that you're looking for to help you get there. And you're going to find that so many people use these things. And when you see that there's a lot of common categories or common thoughts that come out of people's minds, you'll see what really makes people successful. So, Lou, what are you thinking, brother?
I'm thinking that we need to drop some F-bombs because in order for us to get a five-liner really flowing in the right direction, we got to drop some forgive, focus, and fly. And you know what this is. Melissa, you got the chance to do this with like your entire company had the opportunity to forgive, focus, and fly with us before we went doing conga line stuff inside of a library, which if you didn't see the Marcosian interview, go check that mug out. But with that, we want to make sure that we do forgive, focus, fly so we can keep growing and we can get this interview underway. So you ready, sis? You know the moves. On three, everybody. One, two, three. Forgive.
Focus.
Fly. And keep growing.
That's right.
Now we are ready for a five-liner, everybody. So go ahead and get your coffee cup emojis dropped inside of the comments. Tell us where you're watching this episode from, whether you're watching this on the live or the replay. Let us know where you are, what time zone you're in, and we are ready to get this show underway. So, Fred.
That's right. Excited to ask this first question. And this first question is what Simon Sinek says. It all starts with the why. And I believe that 100%. That's what drives us. It's what makes us go the extra mile. So, Melissa, out of your mouth, what is your why?
That's a great question. I actually was thinking about this, believe it or not, and I think I have more than one. Why?
Yes. You know what I mean? Bring it.
I think I have more than one. The first one, obviously, my family. I want to provide an awesome life for my kids. I have two children, and they're awesome, and I want to give them a great life. And then I would say my second why is just my team. Like, I'm a part of a team, actually several teams here at Marcosian Auto, and I don't want to let people down. I'm a people pleaser, but I also just being there for people and helping them. And I would say that's my second why is the team and Marcosian.
Come on. You got a great team over at Marcosian. I think that might be Tomas being Facebook user.
I mean, he's a shoulder bump, right? It's either Tomas or somebody who watched the video and they're putting it in here now, right? So, so that was the thing. So that being said, no, but you do, what you just said there, honestly, Melissa, you don't just say it. I see you do that. That's how you are. Everything that you do, it always surrounds that, the people in your life. And I think that's important. I think that's a big word for you is people. And I love that about you. I love that you're so caring about others. You definitely love to pour into other people's cups and make sure that their cup is full, right? You're always like, yeah, you good? Are you good? And that's something that's special that not everybody has as a natural trait. And you do that so naturally, but that's why I think it drives you because you, the more people you could be around, the more energized you are. And that's special too.
I agree. I just love people. And I love how everyone's unique in their own ways, that everybody has their strengths and everybody has their weaknesses. And when we can all come together and come up with solutions. And that's why I love this place.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved. And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
Yeah, that's right. You are a solutionary through and through, sis. And what one thing that we do recognize is that you're not just putting the words out there. You're not just saying, yeah, my team, right? A lot of people can say, yeah, my team. And when you get to see them in real time, they're not really team players. I hate to say it.
That's right. Speaking of team players, the actual hello and shoulder bump was from Dallas.
Dallas.
That's right. I found him on social. That's who said that. So shout out to Dallas doing some big things. Had a record month last month over his location in Tooele. Proud of you, bro. It's time to match it up. Go back to back, my friend. You got plenty of time. We got almost 3 weeks left this month to make some records happen. But keep putting out that social media stuff, bro. Lead by example. You know the deal. I know you're off work today, so I appreciate you for joining the training, for one, on your day off.
Yes.
And two, for coming in and checking out the show, man. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Sure. Excited for people like Dallas and the many others. But he's somebody that can attest to exactly that, that you are the team player that you're professing. You are a person that is always doing what it takes to literally brew a solution for the people around you. And as many times as we can find plenty of excuse gatherers, people that can find all the excuses in the world, pile them up and dump them on us, your why is fused together and making sure that no, it being a team player is that we make sure that this team is always playing, that we're always in the game, that everybody's being serviced and taken care of. And you are the epitome of that. And we honor that. So that brings us to the second question in this fabulous five-liner. And that's wanting to know, what got a sister like you inside of the car business? What brought you to automotive, Miss Hibden?
Speaking of social media, one of my friends actually worked for West Valley Auto Plaza, which was what we were before Marcosian Auto. And she posted something on her Facebook page saying something about she was hiring. And so I was like, you know what? Let's give it a shot. Let's go try it. So I showed up for an application and they're like, we're going to do an interview right now. And I'm like, okay. So the next day they called and they hired me, and yeah, I've been here ever since. I was only 19 years old when I started.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A baby.
Destiny. And it's a great thing. And I want to say, first thing, from the automotive industry, thank you for being part of this industry, because we need so many more people just like you in here doing what you do. You make it better. You make this industry look good. You know what I mean? Like the way your heart is, it's driven by doing the right. And I love that. And that's something special. And that's something that this industry is going towards right now, folks. So all you all out there who are thinking, I don't know if I want to become a car person, or listen, there's more than just selling. There's a lot of things we can do. But even in sales, it's all about the honesty. It's about being real with people. It's about just spending time and letting them know that you're a real human being. Now, I'm not trying to make transactions. I'm trying to make relationships here. And that's a big part. And that's something that you do naturally. That's why you transitioning when you did into this industry and being part of something big, like the way you guys help with so many different people out in your community. Oh, and not just in cars, you guys help in so many ways. It's so amazing. I think that's great. And that comes with a long way. You said you got in this industry by seeing someone else's social media post, and thus in turn, how powerful is social media? And we can keep talking about that all day long. We just had that in a sales training meeting, but just that one, if you didn't see that post that day, would you be in this industry?
Probably.
Maybe because you were destined for it, but maybe not that soon, maybe later in life, but in that, and maybe not at all, like you said. And I think no matter what you've done, Melissa, you would have done something great, right? You would do something great in whatever field you're in. But that's why I feel so blessed to have you in this industry. And I know so many more people would too. The next question is going to be about your mentors. But before we get there, I do want to talk a little bit more about you getting in this industry. Before you got in this industry, you were in more of like a childcare style industry before. Can you tell people more about that real quick?
Yeah, for sure. So my mom, growing up, she managed daycares. She was the regional director, and I would just follow her around. She'd bring me to work, and I was always watching what she did. And I think that I thought that was going to be my future. You know what I mean? I thought that what I was going to do, which I love people. I love kids. So it wouldn't have been bad at all. But yeah, that's basically what I thought. And then I had kids for myself. And then I was like, oh, this is hard going to work, working with kids all day, coming home. They're like, mom. And I'm like, maybe this isn't the best, you know.
Well, I think that, but it got you ready to handle adult kids, right?
It did
at the end of the day. So you traded it in from diapers to non-diaper people. But at the same time, you're still helping take care of people. And that's, once again, I think is going to be a big word that we're going to hear a lot with you as people, because that's who you are. And I think that's great.
Yeah.
And it's we don't often find our way into what it is that we're supposed to do until we're open to opportunities. And
you're
opening yourself up for the opportunity to try something different, go against the grain. Right. And be real with yourself. There's still a lot of people. Some of you are watching this now. Some of you are going to watch this on the replay, but you're doing something where you don't really feel it. You're not really in there. Now, and we're not saying that every single day that you show up to work, you're going to be feeling it.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
One of the key questions that we ask so many people that we get to know is, when do you feel your best? When are you the best at what you do? But not every day do you feel it. And I heard Bill Johnson say it once before that if you only do things when you're feeling it, then that leads you more open to being hypocritical. Right? Because we're not led by just our feelings, right? We're doers. We are doers of things. And our feelings sometimes will deceive us, right? Sometimes anybody ever hire somebody that they felt was really going to work out? Sometimes we're not right. Okay. But what's key about that is that it's not just how we feel, because feelings are key, folks. We're very big on making sure that you feel something when you're with us, when we spend some time with you, but you are able to focus yourself beyond the feeling and more for the cause. It's not comfortable for you to go take a flying TO. Nobody's feeling a flying TO. Nobody's, you know what I'm feeling like doing today? A flying TO. I want to go chase down the customer that's already committed to leaving. Right? That doesn't always feel good. You got to get past your feelings in order to go do that, in order to set the stage for something better in the future. And you might just get your toes ran over, or you might actually save an opportunity, or at least just show your concern or show somebody how it's done. But your feelings sometimes are going to fail you. That's why it's so important that you do stay inside of the flow of function.
That's right.
We love watching you inside of your function there at the store, because it's so solutionary. You're so adaptable, and we love it. And we're sure that there's been a few people to pour into your cup over these days, yeah? Right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. More people.
Oh, and that was a great toss up for the very next question. Along the way, you have had a lot of people that have been probably big influences in your life. Sounds like the first one that I could think of is your mother. I love that you worked with her and you saw her and you basically thought that was the path you were going to go until you found another opportunity. That being said, along the way, whether it's automotive or not, who has, if there's multiple, it's fine too. Who have been some of your greatest mentors along the way?
Yeah, definitely. So I would say number one would be my mom. She just, there's so many times I just call her and I'm like, what would you do in this situation? Yeah. It's like a random situation. And I'm like, I don't know how to handle this. And she always just has the answer. It's nice. Yeah. And then I'd say the next one would be Nick Marcosian. He's right here. Mm-hmm.
See the guy.
He just believes in me, and he's given me so many great opportunities to go to conferences and stuff like that. That's how I started seeing you guys, and then it just blew up from there. I saw what you guys follow, and I just started connecting with all these people, mostly from social media, and just following what they're saying and what they're doing. And that's I would say that's probably my biggest mentor, is just everybody. I take a little bit from everybody.
I love that. And I think that answer is, I love that you brought your mom. I had a feeling I shouldn't have. I threw that up and I actually answered that for you in a way, but there's no doubt. And I love that you're that way. I think Nick was obviously working with him and him giving you basically like the platform to do what you need to do to be able to become who you are today. He was wide open to that. And that's hard to find sometimes out there in this world, in this marketplace, especially in automotive for women, not going to lie. I love that it's better now, but there's still a lot more growth that needs to happen from that. But Nick was way ahead of his time. He found ways to help you flourish, which in turn is now helping his business, because you're able to recommend things. You're able to bring people to him that can help him too, right? And that's something that's really amazing. But what you said at the end was a little bit from everybody, whether it's a social media post from somebody or a reading a book that somebody wrote or watching a video or a podcast of somebody being interviewed that just inspires you. That's where mentorship comes from. I absolutely love that you said that. And that's something that everybody, hopefully you heard that. It doesn't have to be somebody. It could be a complete stranger. You just read something they did. You watched something they did, and you could be inspired. That's mentorship too. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. I think you can find mentors all over the place. You just have you just have to look for what you want, and it's out there.
Bingo.
So true and so important for those of you that know and are fused to our flow of dissecting the solutionaries, the best beans in the business that we find. We often find out that they come from a pedigree of people that pour into them consistently. And that they reach out to. The thing about mentorship is that it's a choice. You have to choose to let somebody mentor you or teach you something that maybe you don't know. And then if a mentor actually takes you on, they choose to mentor you, then they choose you for you. Not for what they're going to get out of you. Not for where that you can take them, right? That's or right. They can take you. They choose you for you to be optimized, the best you. And that's what helps you to make great decisions, right? That's what empowers you to fail if you're going to fail in order to find the success, right? Jay-Z said it, you only need to succeed once, right? You only need to hit it one time and figure out that's your flow. That's what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And what's critical is that you do have people that can cut on you and they can remind you, especially when a lot of times, because we are our own worst critics in so many ways. And when we start to say why we can't do something, to have the people in our lives, whether we're reading their book and their book is reminding us, yes, we can because they did. Or we're on the phone with them and they're saying, yes, you can. Not because I did, but because I believe in you. And stop talking like that. You're talking about my friend. Right. You're talking about the person who I'm trying to lead. Right. Those mentors are so critical. And some of us are blessed to have our parents to do some of that mentoring for us. But some of us do find so much inside of books. But use social media, folks. They're out there. There's somebody you want to hear from. Look up their name. Right. And start participating with them. And you might just find out that somebody that you look up to, you might have a collection of all their books. Might just start mentoring you because you showed interest and availability to be pliable. But put that in your cup and sip on it, everybody.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
Let's go ahead and talk a little more because those mentors come in handy, especially when we run into the rough patches in our life, right? As things get hard, as things get challenging, all kinds of stuff happens inside of this business, which I'm sure daycare has its flow, right? inside of the car business, there's so much else that goes down and it shakes it up. And my wife did childcare for years. We were pretty convinced we were going to own one until eventually she just said, she did the same thing you did. She said, you know what? This isn't for me. It's just not. I love my kids. I want my kids. And I'll take care of some of my kids, but I'm just done, right? That was a hard lesson. That was a hard lesson for us to learn. That, hey, this really isn't going to be our path. But with that said, what for you, Ms. Hibden, has been one of the hardest lessons that you've had to learn getting to this point inside of your career?
One of those, sometimes we have to have hard conversations, right, with our mentors. And one thing that Nick reminds me of is what's your number one thing? What's that number one thing that you're in charge of? Because I do like to get into everybody's stuff. And I'm like, I want to help you. I want to help you. I want to help everybody. And then they're like, okay, but this is your most important thing. And so I just had to make sure that was taken care of. And then now I can help. And so he had me hire a rep that can take over looking at that stuff. So now I get to visit the stores more often and I get to help more people. And yeah, it's exciting.
That's pretty awesome. And that was a great tip. And I think that every one of y'all should write that down is when you get in the mix, what's the most important thing? What is the thing that you ultimately have to get done? That's what you do. All these other things that could get done, But what's really your job, not necessarily your job, but what's your duty? What is the thing that you are in charge of that everyone's depending on you knocking out? Because we can help everybody we want to, but our cup has to be overflowing from all our stuff. Once we're done, we can start overflowing it. Now that my cup's full, I can go over here and pour some into your cup and your cup. But if I have a half cup and I pour it out, then I have nothing. And then what did I do? So at the end of the day, it is good to give, but you have to finish all your stuff first. That was a great tip. And then look what it did for you, though. You got great at that, but you also showed I'm able to do all these other things. But because I'm doing all these other things, everything is producing better here. So we can teach somebody to do this. And then I can do all these other things that I actually love doing. And then it became, this is my task now. This is what I do. And I love that. And man, Nick, kudos again, man. Got to give props to him.
Nick. Yeah. And speaking of Nick and the rest of the team out there, we did drop it inside of the Marcosian flow. But real quick, we're going to go ahead and drop a little bit of information for those of you that don't know about our incredible partners over at Pure Cars. Check this out. And they are bringing to you this highlight of our visit over at Marcosian over in fabulous Utah. About you, but one, the video touches the heart. Love it. Great memories. Great moment. But Brett, I think we got to get Nick to do that clip for us. We got to get him to kick that out one time. We can have that as a live piece. That'd be dope. But everybody, thank you so much, Pure Cars, for bringing up that recap of our time over there at Marcosian. And we're just so thankful again for the opportunity that we had to be out there with you all. But the culture is amazing. We're honored to be a part inside of it now. We're at least to just be the baristas having some fun with you all and keeping you all caffeinated. But inside of that, there's so much that's inside of rich culture with you all by way of somebody that relentlessly believes in the people around them. And you are such a great person to be able to lean into to also say, hey, Melissa, I know you can do a lot of great things. I know you have a lot of awesome abilities. But what can you be great at? What are you going to be great at? What is it that you can really maximize your potential in? And let's get somebody else to feel great doing the things that you do good and you can do probably excellently. But let's give them a little worth. Let's give them an opportunity to get their hands carrying some of this weight too. And it's really awesome to see how he leads in that and how you jump into that fold to empower everybody. And it's encouraging to us to see that's inside of automotive, right? It really exists, right? It's not foreign and it's something that we can all say that we want. And we honor that, Melissa.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. And as we're going through these questions, we've asked some really good ones. We asked what your why was, and I love that. And once again, I'm going to keep bringing up the word people, right? It's your family. It's the teams around you that you get to work with on a daily and get to go encourage and help and take client TOs for. I'm saying, like, folks, anything that she needs to do, she's going to do it to make sure that store is successful. Love you for that. Your mentors, we talked about that. We talked about, once again, it's people. It's whether you know them or not, you're learning something from them and you're growing from them. If you're getting inspired and you know somebody's an expert in a certain field, you're going to go learn what you can from them, whether reading a book, watching a video, whatever it is, that makes you special. You're a go-getter, right? We talked about lessons learned, understanding that be great at something you're great at and knock that out. Then you can go out and do the other things. And that's okay. It's okay. As long as you do your job, you can do everybody else's job too. That's the thing. I love that you talked about that because that's a big deal. Because I think a lot of us get caught up in the mustard in the field. We're like, oh my God, I'm doing a million different things, but we never finish what we were supposed to do that day. It's it happens. It's okay. Listen to Melissa, learn a lesson from her and that Nick helped her with. That's massive. Now, the last question I have for you, it's a very important question. And I know that your career is still young. You're still in the early part of it, but yet you're growing really fast. You're a fast tracker.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at m1-data.com.
Let's brew!
Come on now, back to the show.
So my question would be, what has been your greatest reward for everything you've done up to this point?
I would just say my greatest reward is just, I feel like my life is pretty awesome. You know what I mean? Mm. I'm able to give my kids what they need and we have a lot of fun and I enjoy coming to work. You know what I mean? What's that quote? You never work a day in your life if you enjoy what you're doing. And I enjoy it. I really do. I enjoy talking to our customers. I enjoy going on the radio. Like I was on the radio this last Saturday and it was crazy, but it was fun. We're doing this new Mission Possible ad where that's what we do. We're on a mission to solve customers' transportation problem. And so that I just feel like I'm on that mission too. And I would say that's my biggest thing is just I have a pretty cool life. And I think that's why I'm happy all the time. Everyone's like, why are you so happy? And I'm like, because I like this place. I like what I do.
Hello.
Yeah.
And it's true. You do. And it shows. And you love watching that business grow. You've seen that business grow. You've been there for a while. You've seen it go from like the different, how many more lots y'all have. You guys just added the sixth location. And I think that, wow. And Lou and I got to visit five of them and all five of those locations that we got to visit. Beautiful, great locations, great spots, great views. Come on now. But most importantly, I'm going to go back to that word I've been talking about this whole time, the people at each one of those locations. They're all phenomenal. They're all led by some amazing people. They have an executive team that includes you that really cares about their well-being, how they're doing, what they're doing, and the whole nine. So very special location, very special spot for you. And I love watching you grow doing your thing too. I'm glad that you're happy. That's a good thing, folks. Nick Markosian, you have happy employees. There you go.
He knows it. He knows we're happy. And yeah, it's just, I just feel like I'm pretty blessed. You know what I mean? And every day I get up, it's, man, you're lucky. You're lucky you're alive. You just have to feel that way. And it just keeps coming. Yep. I'm on a podcast with you guys.
Well, that's awesome.
This is crazy because I was like, I went to a conference a long time ago. Then I started following you guys. And then Nick starts sending me screenshots. He's watching you guys talk. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're coming out. And I'm like freaking out. And now we're on the podcast.
That's so awesome.
It's cool. You guys are my people. And I'm excited to be here.
And vice versa. Always and forever. And we appreciate you more than you could ever imagine. Your support. It does more than just make me smile. Seriously, it encourages me to go even better and harder than I was yesterday every single time when I meet people like you that are doing the same thing because we're all on that same ship. we're taking off, we're trying to get to that planet Mars or wherever we want to go, but we're going there together, and we're going there and we're having fun while we do it, right? We're encouraging each other. When someone's down, we're lifting the other person up. That's what it's all about. You're doing that in your store, but you're doing that in a much broader arena too. And I'm glad that you're out at these events. Please keep networking. Folks, if you're going to be at Ignition, right? You're going to be at Ignition, folks.
Yep.
If you're going to be there, make sure you guys connect with her. I can tell you there's going to be a lot of great people there. We were supposed to be there, but things didn't happen that way. That's the one that Greg's having, Lou. But yeah, we're real excited about that. We'll be at the next one for sure. This is the first of its kind. It's going to be really great. It's only a one-day event, and it's going to be massive information. And I tell you, a couple of my great friends are going to be there. People who work at the store that I'm at now, they come help the store too. And one of them is Bobby Heron, and the other one is Jennifer Briggs. Make sure you meet them two ladies. They are two great women for you to be connected with, no doubt. And they would love you. Love you. So.
Cool. I love it. And I love, that's the other thing I'm really passionate about is women in automotive and just women in business in general. So I love that.
Great. And you should be, because you're a leader in that. And a lot of people could use your advice and get inspired by your story. So yeah, absolutely. Stay involved.
And we know that many of you have been inspired by this story. So make sure that you do blow Melissa up and let her know how appreciative you are of her being able to share a little bit of her story. But Melissa, how would somebody get a hold of you if, one, they just wanted to tell you how amazing you are, and two, if they wanted to join this awesome team, Marcosian, and be able to see what's brewing over there in Utah, how do they get a hold of you?
So I'm all over. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Melissa Hibden. Message me. Call me, whatever you want to do. I'm here.
Whatever you want to do. And she literally is. If you look her up, you'll find her very quickly. It has what she does, the whole nine. So it's obviously, I'm serious. Just type it in. I found it and she was like top of the list. So she's Googleable.
I'm Googleable. That's good to know.
Well, everybody, we're so thankful that you all have taken the time to spend with us today on the podcast. We know that you are some busy solutionaries on this marvelous Monday, and whatever time zone that you're in, thank you for taking the time to hang out with us. We have had an incredible time brewing some solutions with this incredible solutionary, Miss Melissa Hibden. But for those of you that want to be on the show or want to recommend somebody to be on the show, go ahead and drop their name inside of the comments. Let us know who else is somebody that we need to be brewing with, because it's by this show that we've actually got on the radar of Miss Melissa, and we're so thankful for that. Now you get to join the many beans that go into brewing the solutions that are the Car Guy Coffee podcast. We're so thankful for you and so thankful for all of you for hanging out with us today. But you know what we need to do before we...
Before we do, though, I do got to throw a quick shout out to Driving Sales. The Driving Sales Executive Summit is coming up next month, my friends, in September. It's September 12th and 13th at the Cosmo. I'm going to be there speaking with Courtney Pascal. Ooh. We're going to be talking about mentoring and how it helps your dealership grow, how it helps any business grow, right? And I'm blessed that I get to be the mentor of Courtney Pascal, who is a 40 under 40 honoree this year for the Automotive News. I'm proud of her, and we're going to talk about some really great things. Lou is going to introduce us. Oh, it's going to be special if Lou's introducing us at the beginning of the freaking event. We're going to be speaking. It's a good 45-minute session. Make sure you come check it out. But right down here, this website. Go to this website. Click on that if you want to go. I have a discount code that's good for, I think, to the end of this week. And the discount code is FRED100. FRED100. I sent Melissa the other day Fred and didn't put the 100 in. It's FRED100, and I give you $100 off your discount, off your ticket price, my friend. So, guys, check it out. Go do that. We're going to be there, Lou and I. We're going to be having a good time. We're actually going to have Manuel over there with us, right? He's going to be coming. So he'll be checking out the sessions. Come meet him. He's another Marcosian great that's doing big things, helping that place shift. He's been there since day one, I believe, really close to day one. Really amazing. He's a great guy for all you all to come meet to, another person that's doing amazing things. So come check us out at Driving Sales.
Yeah, who knows? We might have him on the show.
I was going to bug him about interviewing him at the show since you.
Okay, so we'll hit him up on that. We'll hit him up there at the show. But with that, everybody, again, we're so thankful that you took the time to spend with us. We know that you all are brewing some incredible solutions, but we have an incredible solutionary that we've been just so honored to be able to know, call friend, and now add to the alumni of Solutionaries that have been brewing solutions in the Car Guy Coffee podcast. Let's go ahead and forgive, focus, fly, and enjoy the rest of this marvelous Monday. On three, everybody. One, two, three. Forgive. Focus. Fly. And keep growing. Thank you so much, everybody. I am Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And I'm Prelin Arts, subprime hero.
And you've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee podcast with the one, the only, Melissa. We will see you soon. We're out.